It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It seems hard to believe that we as speakers can tolerate a word meaning two opposite things at the same time.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So one word, opposite meanings. Name some of those, please.
I will. And actually, to do this, I'm going to tell you a story. Because one of my favorite stories about autoantonyms or contronyms, in other words, words that mean they're opposite, came up in a story that took place at a wedding. So I was at the wedding of a good friend of mine, and there were about six linguists there. So at dinner, we were all seated together so that we wouldn't bother the other guests. And of course, what we did was start talking about language. And Jesse Scheidlauer was there. He's the North American editor of the Oxford English Dictionary. And he said, okay, I'm going to give you a sentence, and I want you to tell me if you hear anything wrong. So let me give you the sentence. This wasn't exactly his, but it's close enough. Mary and her partner had just moved in upstairs, and their boxes lay on the kitchen floor still unpacked. Do you hear anything wrong with that sentence?
That the kitchen floor wasn't unpacked.
Okay. That the boxes are unpacked.
No, I hear that the kitchen floor wasn't unpacked.
Okay.
The kitchen floor, comma, still unpacked. So
all
I'm
right.
Somewhere completely different, aren't I?
You might be. But for the rest of us, if we say the boxes lay on the kitchen floor still unpacked, the question is there stuff in the boxes or not in the boxes? And I think for most of us, there's stuff in the boxes. They're still unpacked.
Yeah.
But when you think about unpacked, unpacked should mean that the stuff has been taken out of the boxes.
Oh, Anne, why do you do this to me on a Sunday morning? That's way too complicated.
It is. But for many of us in that sentence, unpacked means unpacked. And I can say, I just got here, my suitcase is still unpacked, which means stuff is in it. Or I can say, I just got here, and my suitcase is already unpacked, which means the stuff has been taken out.
Oh, well, that really helps a lot. Thanks for explaining that one. There's some of the other ones that you've got.
There are. So you take something like the verb dust, which can mean to put dust or sugar on or take dust off. Both those meanings have been around since the 16th century. Sanction, which can mean to permit or to allow with legal authority. It can also mean to impose a penalty on, which would suggest not permitting. And then cleave. And cleave is an interesting one because it actually comes from two verbs, two Old English verbs. One meant to split apart, and that's where we get cloven, as in a cloven hoof or a cleft chin. There was also a verb in Old English that sounded very similar that meant to adhere to. And over time, those two merged phonologically. They came to sound exactly the same. So now cleave can mean break apart or cling to.
And that's where cleavage comes from.
It is where cleavage comes from. And cleavage, while the noun has been around since the early 19th century, it has not come to its modern meaning in reference to women until 1946.
Interesting. So autoantonyms, it sounds a little bit like we're talking out of both sides of our mouth, right?
That's one way to think about it.
Thanks, Anne. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rena.